Welcome to the HR Like a Boss podcast. Join John Bernatovich as he embarks on a journey to get to know amazingly awesome HR and business professionals to understand what it takes to do HR like a boss. Each week, John chats with professionals with a wealth of knowledge and practical experience to help you tackle HR's biggest challenges. If you enjoy the show, don't forget to subscribe, hit the 5-star rating, and share it with your HR friends. John is a father, husband, competitive golfer, author of HR Like a Boss, and founder of Willery, a professional services firm dedicated to HR and payroll technology and people. He is devoted to transforming the workplace by empowering the HR and payroll communities to navigate their ever-evolving business landscape with ownership and passion. You're listening to the HR Like a Boss podcast, hosted by John Bernatovich.
Welcome again to the HR Like a Boss podcast. I'm your host, John Bernatovich. I am so excited. We have a first time ever on the show. We have our guest today, Jennifer Watson, was a referral from her dad, Eric, who was previously on the HR Like a Boss podcast. I was so delighted. Anytime I get a referral, wow, does that mean a lot to me. But for a dad to refer his daughter, who's in HR, as a perfect guest to be on the HR Like a Boss podcast, Jennifer Watson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, my dad's my biggest fan, so watch out. He'll refer me to everybody.
That is very clear to me, and that's very cute. And I know I do the same thing for my daughter. I don't think my daughter wants to get into HR. She still calls it her, so not HR, her. And the show is called Her Like a Boss, which is pretty cool, but that's her going back to her eight-year-old days. It's kind of fun
I
and cute.
But yeah.
Anyway, Jennifer, why don't you go ahead and tell the HR Like a Boss community a little bit about yourself, your background, and your passion for human resources.
Yeah, so I started actually as a teacher, joined Teach for America here in Nashville. That's how I got here, and was speaking on a panel about teacher readiness as an administrator at that time. And I got recruited. Someone came up to me and said, hey, you're going to come be a recruiter for us. And I kind of laughed it off and thought, I don't know anything about recruiting. I'm a teacher and an administrator. Long story short, ended up going to that company, a Fortune 90 company, and worked my way through different parts of the business, from recruiting to employee relations and running a team there to supply chain, which then led me to my current role, which is the vice president of a startup tech company. And so my path has been an interesting one, but I think it's really made me who I am and kind of framed a lot of what I believe. So.
Yeah, it's awesome. I just had another guest on the show, which will air not too long from now. It was another referral, which is kind of seems like the theme for season four of HR Like a Boss, but it was an education professional who did an exceptional job building teams. And one of my guests recommended that she be on the show. So this is kind of the theme for it. The educators are showing their way and infiltrating the HR Like a Boss podcast, which is awesome because while we all started in that place of learning, being curious, and in HR, I'm sure you've had a lot of wonderful foundational items from your teaching, education, and experience to build upon into your now senior leadership role in HR. So, Jennifer, I'm super curious to start off now that you've gone through that journey, that career migration into your role today. How would you describe the purpose of human resources?
So I take a little bit of a different approach with HR. I think some HR professionals think that I am, you know, as an HR professional, I need to know everything about everything and I have to be the one that makes the final decisions and guides it. And I actually see it different. I see HR as the partner who rides right alongside of business partners, takes the time to really understand the business, and then helps translate how can I implement people strategies into their business model using their frameworks and their language. So it's running side by side and then understanding what the business does so that you can drive through the business as opposed to feeling like you have two separate agendas along the way.
Yeah, that's so cool. And then I certainly appreciate that. And that was really the genesis for me writing the book, this idea that the business climate has transformed tremendously over the last 3 years. We all have felt it. It's changing constantly, but the idea of how HR practices today is radically different than it was
Absolutely.
3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago. And we must be a business partner to the organization. We must be able to help them drive results, get the best talent performing in the right direction to support the business, and also create a safe environment, both emotionally and physically, for our employees so they can do their best work. They can create opportunities for themselves. and whatnot.
Yeah, and I would add on to that, there's been this swing during the pandemic of we got to focus on people. And I think there will be a swing back towards the business, you know, everything kind of evens out at the end. And so I think it was a great time to raise awareness about what's important. It's not just, you know, the standard development plan as we all kind of had in the past. It's really how do we engage the whole employee, work-life integration, because we saw so much of that during the pandemic. So, you know, making sure we stay true to that as we continue to kind of get out of those 2020 days. And there has been some visibility to HR. So continuing on that path to be a business partner. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think one of the most important ways to do that and a conduit for HR to the business is through managers and leaders, the opportunity Absolutely. For HR to effectively plan and develop strategies on who is in our leadership organization, who's leading our executive team, how are we fostering those relationships, their own personal development, how are we building succession planning so that we can build a pipeline of future leaders. And one of the things I know we talked about before the show was this idea of having leadership that it has a tremendous amount of self-awareness. How would you describe what that is and the importance of it to your organization?
So I think we had this whole idea of authentic leadership, of I get to show up however I am. And unfortunately, I think that has morphed a little bit into, hey, I'm going to show up as a jerk and everybody's got to get over it because that's authentically me. And so I think of it more as self-aware leadership. So it's I as a leader understand myself so much and what I stand for, what, you know, my path, what triggers me or what makes me kind of, you know, get riled up. And I know that so much that I am able to embrace that, communicate it, manage it, whatever that is, but you can't control everybody around you. You can't control your teams. You can't control what's going on in the economy, but what you can control is yourself. And so I think the more we can encourage our leaders to dive into their own development, whether that be through a program, a coach, whatever it is, it's only going to benefit the teams and those around them because they have a full awareness of where they're going, what they're driving, and who they are. And not just, hey, I'm a jerk, so I get to be a jerk.
Yeah, that certainly was self-authentic or authentic leadership was probably designed by a jerk that said, oh, I want to get along with myself first and foremost, and then make sure everybody knows who's in charge. I love this idea of them being hyper aware and then building a plan that best suits the business and the people that they serve. You hear that a lot in professional sports. You get these coaches that leverage the strengths of their players, not putting them in the scheme that they think is best for them as a coach. Yes. And I'm getting a little nerding out as a sports fan, but I'm super curious how in new leadership development, Jennifer, have you taught your leaders that self-aware leadership and other aspects to ensure that they're being successful in their roles. And we're not experimenting with new managers on employees for 3, 4, 5, 10 years before all of a sudden they say, hey, I probably should get some leadership development. What's that look like within your organization and what's your philosophy around it?
Yeah. So I think to expect that we as individual contributors who are wonderful individual contributors and get things done and we're self-motivated are then going to transition into leading and not necessarily doing and be successful just overnight. That's naive. That is not possible. And so the framework that I like to use is RAZ, R-A-Z. So any new leader, we spend some time with R-A-Z and the first one is the R, reflect. So we take some time to say, okay, what do you believe about yourself? What do you think is going to be hard for you? What do you think you're going to be good at? And so using that self-reflection moment to the self-awareness part, and then saying, okay, so this is where I am. 10 years from now, if someone came up to me and said, we're giving you an award for being the most amazing leader of whatever you're leading, what are the 2 to 3 things you want to be known for? So you know where you are with the R, you assess where you want to be moving forward as that incredible leader so that you can filter and make sure everything that you're doing is driving towards who you want to be. Understanding the gap in between those, obviously. And then the Z is my favorite part. It is zip it. Be quiet. You weren't put in this position because you're going to know everything. There are people on your team that are going to know hundreds and 10 times more than you. And so understanding that and being humble enough to say my first 30, 60, 90 days is to understand what my team is going through, understand the dynamics of the environment, and leverage them along the way. You are there to drive results, not do them. And so I really like to remind people to just, you know, be quiet. It's okay. You don't have to prove yourself in those first few months.
First time I've heard the word zip it said on the H Like a Boss podcast. I'm not sure if Jennifer directed that to me specifically because she knew I was going to do a shameless plug and do a quick transition away, but we'll get back to the interview in a second. And we're going to talk about fire when we get back from this shameless plug. First and foremost, make sure you buy the book. HR Like a Boss came out October 24th. It's on the Sherm store. You can get it for a discount there as well as on Amazon and all major retailers and booksellers. In addition to that, we paired HR Like a Boss with the HR Like a Boss community, which is the most robust and vast community for HR leaders looking to do amazingly awesome HR. We have 6 Sherm recertification credits available. We have countless amount of resources and we have space for collaboration for those looking to do HR Like a Boss. Last but not least, I cannot be remiss and forget to mention our podcast host, which is Willery. Behind the scenes, Lizzie and Bridget make sure this show happens seamlessly and they make me look really good and sound okay as a podcast host. Willery is a staffing and consulting firm. We focus in on people. So if you're having challenges finding talent within your HR payroll function, think of Willery. At the same time, on the consulting side, we do a lot of work in technology. So if you're not getting an optimized relationship with your HCM vendor or you're just generally frustrated with it, please visit willery.com to learn more about our staffing and consulting services. So I'll zip it here in a second. Jennifer, per your recommendation, I do want to talk a little bit about this idea as leaders and executives and business people, this idea of running toward issues, running toward the fire. I know it was something you wanted to talk about on the show. It's a passion of yours, and I'm curious what that means. Fill in our community about what that means to you.
Yeah, I think we have that gut feeling a lot as leaders or, you know, when you're going into that, you're asked to take on a new role or responsibility. And you just have that angst almost of, I don't know if I can do this. And I like to frame it as that's not angst. That's not something that you think you can't do. That's curiosity. That's something in you that feels like you need to go explore that. And so that is how I've always approached my career. I don't have any HR certifications. I don't have any formal training. I have learned along the way. And I really think that's because anything that's presented to me, I'll say yes to, and I call it running to the fire because it is, it's a fire and I have no idea what's on inside that burning building, but I know I trust myself enough to figure it out. And so I think it's more that self-awareness of I know that I can handle it. And so I'm just going to go ahead and give it a shot because it's gotten me this far.
That's awesome. No, I really appreciate that. It's really important to stretch yourself, make yourself feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to be on the other side of that. Either something you hate, which now you know, or something that you love, and it's a certain new passion of yours that maybe you didn't even know you had. That's why the idea of voluntelling people at times that maybe they don't see their own potential in themselves, or they're reluctant, or the fear of fear. They're worried about staying. They're worried about not staying in their comfort zone. And I think at times it's really easy for us to fall into that trap. Well, Jennifer, you have been a fantastic guest. Your dad was spot on. What a great referral. What a great energy and spirit. I get all guests out of the HR Like a Boss podcast with one question. How would you describe someone that does HR like a boss?
I would say the biggest thing is always being aware of what you want, where you're going, and then helping bring that out in the leaders. You can make such an impact through an organization with the leadership. And so, you know, having that, those honest conversations and then being honest enough to say, hey, I don't know what this business unit looks like. So being curious, running to what scares you and really making sure that you are guiding the business in the best way possible and being a partner.
Fantastic. Really appreciate you being on the show. I'm going to take a quick second to recap a few of the great points that you made, Jennifer. First and foremost, so excited about the teacher to recruiter to CHRO progression. Pretty soon you'll be running that business that you work for. Don't tell your owner that. Whoops, maybe I just did if he or she's listening. But it's really awesome to see that progression, and I can see why your dad is so proud of you. You talked a lot about the importance of human resources to partner right along the side of the business to really understand what it needs and how you can best serve it through your people strategy, through all the aspects that you are able to influence through human resources. We talked a lot about self-awareness, this self-aware leadership, and this idea of RAS to reflect and assess and the first ever time Zip It was ever said on the HR Like a Boss podcast, which to me means let's do a lot of listening. Let's do a lot of being curious. Let's do a lot of letting our teams shine and let them speak those words as opposed to us as leaders taking all the credit. That's really not the way things go in a successful organization. You also recommended to our listeners to check out any sort of unique stretch assignment or project that may come up within your realm or your responsibility, which is really cool. Run toward that fire and make sure you know where you are in your career and your progression. And one of the last things and main thing I probably took away from today is just to focus on your leadership. Your leaders, your managers, your executives have such a paramount impact on your business, on your people, on the success that it has. A great leadership team drives results for the business, creates empathetic action for its employees, makes a difference in the community. The opposite could be said for a terrible leadership team. So if you took anything from away from today's show and Jennifer's insight, make sure that your leaders are getting the most out of their support from the HR function. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show. I really enjoyed it. Awesome job.
Thanks so much. It was a blast. Have a great day.
Thanks for checking out the HR Like a Boss podcast. If you've enjoyed today's conversation, you're in for a treat with the book, HR Like a Boss. It's filled with more stories and valuable insights that can truly impact your HR career. The journey doesn't end here. Visit www.hrlikeaboss.com to join the largest community of amazingly awesome human resources professionals who are committed to doing HR like a boss. Stay connected with us on social media, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button, rate, and review. Your feedback helps us deliver content that matters to you. Reach out to join directly at john@willery.com. Until next time, let's continue to aspire to do amazingly awesome HR.